There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Figure out what the Denver Broncos are doing with their head coaching position. And it looks like the Texans are zeroing in on a former Texan, DeMeco Ryans. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. All you have to do is download the app. You can watch for free. Stat of the day, always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll hear from Seton O'Connor and the French Kid. They're on the road. They did need a chaperone yesterday. Management recommended a chaperone and said, for insurance issues, he might have to be the designated driver with Seton and the French Kid. They took off yesterday in the Sprinter van and set sail for Phoenix, Arizona, en route to Pittsburgh and South Bend and Chicago and Des Moines and maybe Nebraska. And next thing I know, Seton sends me a picture. They have offloaded the chaperone somewhere at a rest stop in New Jersey.
Sounds like a movie.
I don't know what happened yesterday. All I know is a chaperone shows up. Management from iHeartRadio says he's going to accompany the French Kid and Seton across country. I go, they don't need a chaperone. Well, it's been advised that they do. And I said, okay. I said to Seton, you got a chaperone. So it's you three guys. It sounded like a buddy movie. And next thing I know, I get a picture. They've dumped the guy. Well, they didn't dump him off. They dropped him off. They did stop. I think they stopped. Maybe they slowed down the van and they dropped Alan off at a rest stop. And then they were on their way to Pittsburgh and they got in there, I think, last night around 9 o'clock. We'll hear from Seton next hour. Yes, Paulie.
The I-team got a note from one of the two guys last night that they were at a pub in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, which they didn't go very far. That's only like 3 or 4 hours from here. So I don't know how far they got yesterday, but the last I heard was a pub in East Stroudsburg.
I know that they were going through Pittsburgh. They have talked about going through South Bend, and we're going to go see a hockey game. Then they were going to go through Chicago. Then they were going to go to Des Moines to go to a basketball game. I'm not quite sure right now. I don't know what happened with the chaperone, but the chaperone was only with them for about an hour and a half yesterday. Ah, good times. Good times. All right, got a play of the day poll question, as I mentioned. Stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. I thought that Brock Purdy might have a tear in his elbow, and it turns out that is the case, out at least 6 months. Now, I don't know if this is going to be Tommy John-like surgery for a pitcher. Then it's going to be a year. But is it different with a quarterback than it is a pitcher? We're looking into that, see if we could get a medical expert on who could help us with that. And sometimes you'll talk about guys, and I never had Tommy John surgery. Of all the surgeries I had, I didn't have that. And you'll get a burning sensation in your arm. But then you also have no stability to be able to throw the ball. And Brock Purdy, I think, was experiencing both of those, which led me to believe that that's probably a tear in there. The UCL, the ulnar, Yes, Pauline.
I'm looking at the report. I think it's a little confusing to people who don't know much about sports medicine. It said that Brock Purdy was told he had a torn UCL. But Purdy is seeking additional medical opinions on whether or not he needs surgery. That seems like an injury, if it's torn, that you would automatically need surgery as fast as possible, I would think.
I would think so, but I don't want to play armchair doctor here. But if we can find somebody, Fritzy's working on some sports medicine guys, and see if we could get that explained to us, because that does affect what's going to happen with the San Francisco 49ers. Because if Brock Purdy's out, you know, they have a lot of quarterbacks, but they don't have the position's not solidified. Because you got Trey Lance, who's under a contract, but he got injured. Brock Purdy's under a contract. He got injured. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, is out the door as he's a free agent. I don't think that's good. Unless you're sold that Trey Lance can come back or that Brock Purdy can come back in 6 months. I mean, 6 months is going to be here in a hurry. Is he going to be ready to start the season? I would have my doubts about that, you know, when you're coming back from a surgery like that. But once again, we want to get somebody on who can give us their expertise on this. Of is it different surgery? Is it a different recovery time for a quarterback than it is a pitcher? We'll have a poll question. I think Fritzy's doing the honors there, but Brock Purdy has a tear in his elbow out at least 6 months, and let the speculation begin of Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady can go there now if they wanted him. Get him a 1+1 maybe. Aaron Rodgers, that's far more complicated. And plus, let me help everybody understand what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. There's a report out, but it's not really a report. It's a gathering of opinions of people around the NFL that the Packers looking to move on from Aaron Rodgers. That's not an inside information. That's just, I'm going to get, and you know what? Adam Schefter did this on the night of the draft, and I called him out on it. I said, that's not a report. He's gathering information. And he came on, and he did say, you're right, I gathered information. But that's not a report. This isn't a report about Aaron Rodgers. It is presented as a report, and in, you know, bottom line on ESPN is presenting it that way. This is just, if I sought out five different opinions, that's just opinions that I have. Nobody from the Packers has said anything, and nobody has insight with Aaron Rodgers. That's what I want to hear from. If you got a source that says the Packers are going to move on, great. If it's inside the Packers organization, great. Then we got a report. Then you got, you know, an exclusive. But until then, a collection of opinions. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was going to be traded on draft night. And I said, no, that's not happening. That's all that is, was a collection of opinions. Rodgers got a contract extension. So it went from he could be traded. Well, I was hearing the same whispers. Hey, I'm hearing they want to move. Hey, if they can get this, they're going to move on. Okay, that's just talk. That's an opinion. When somebody says, hey, I'm hearing, is it a report? You got a source? I'm hearing. That's not a report. Yeah, Pauline.
Yeah, when this story first broke, for lack of a better word, on Sunday, it was packaged. I'm looking back at the original thing. Sources, Packers prefer to trade Aaron Rodgers. And that makes it seem like people inside the building gave information that that's their direction they're pursuing over keeping him. Then the story has been, I guess, changed a little bit and says, an offseason trade for Aaron Rodgers remains an option for the Green Bay Packers for a variety of reasons, league sources told ESPN. Well, of course it remains an option because nothing's changed in anyone's contract status. It's like you said, it's a collection of opinions of people outside the Packers who work in the NFL. It is not a news report.
I think we got to be fair about this. And this isn't something Aaron Rodgers maybe addresses this with McAfee today, but it's not emanating from him and apparently not the Packers. Of course the Packers can move on. I said, you know, before they should have moved on from him. But that doesn't mean it's a report. And you got outsiders who were talking about this. And because it's Aaron Rodgers, now it's become a report. And that's where you're not being fair to the story here. Could he be traded? Sure. Will he be traded? Maybe. But as for now, I don't think anybody's got some solid information. And it feels like, hey, I want to be first. I get that. The competitor in all of these insiders. And having worked at ESPN, there was so much pressure on these guys that if Jay Glazer had a story, why don't we have that story? Or somebody is breaking a baseball story, why doesn't Peter Gammons have that? There was immense pressure. But you don't get all of them right. You don't have to break all of the stories, but you got to be approaching it the same way each time. Be fair to the story. We love to hedge our bets. I've been burned before with that. But you try to get a solid source, and if we used to have to get two sources at ESPN. Two. I mean, that was where you started. I remember calling in on vacation, and I was sitting next to Tony Dungy's agent, and he said, did you hear, you know, Tony's going to get the Tampa Bay job? I said, no, I'm on vacation with my family. And he goes, yeah, Tony's going to get the job. I call into the assignment desk and I said, hey, get some of our people on this. Tony Dungy's going to get the Buccaneers job. Do you have a source? I said, yes. And I couldn't say who it was at the time. And then they said, well, we need two sources. And I think they turned it over to Andrea Kramer, and Andrea Kramer got a second source, and she broke the story. I didn't care about breaking the story as much as I wanted ESPN to break the story, and I needed a second source. I couldn't say, yeah, the guy who is negotiating that is right here with me. But, you know, you got to have, you know, you have to have that blueprint, you know, the template for this is how we approach this. And I just don't like the Rodgers story that gets out of hand and then all of a sudden, wait, is it real or not? Okay. Yes, Paulie.
We had one. That was an old one. We were doing the show, and this is a long time ago. Remember Minnesota Twins had an all-star catcher named A.J. Pierzynski? Yeah. Everyone knows him now, but at the time, he just made the all-star team.
Yeah.
And it was wintertime. It was off-season, and we heard a rumor that A.J. Pierzynski may be traded to the San Francisco Giants, I think.
Yeah.
We had a good relation with A.J. at the time. We called him during the commercial break. He was on like a beach.
He was in Hawaii,
Yeah, with his family or with his friends in Hawaii. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, man, my agent called me 15 minutes ago. I've been traded to the San Francisco Giants. I'm like, can you go on air real quick? He goes, yep, because AJ loved coming on the show.
Yeah.
So AJ said to you, yeah, Dan, I've just been traded. Breaking news, breaking news. The assignment desk at ESPN called over to the hotline, which Fritzy and I would pick up. Like, where are you guys getting this story? Yeah. How are you guys going with? Who's your source? I'm like, AJ's on the show now telling Dan. You don't need a second
story. Yeah.
It's fun.
It's tricky because you want to protect your sources. And I've had that where, you know, I want to tell you who the source is, but I can't because that's how they become a source if they tell you something. But in this situation, a collection of opinions, those aren't sources to me. Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer. Should they move on? Yes, I think so. But that doesn't mean they will. That doesn't mean he's going to let them move on. He may just say, hey, you owe me $58 million. Why would I want to go anywhere? But I think with the Niners situation with Brock Purdy, that's going to heat up things. And that's why I thought if he needs surgery, now all of a sudden Tom Brady is in the picture. I truly believe that. Because if I'm Kyle Shanahan, Tom, we can win one more Super Bowl for you. We got a really good defense. We got some weapons for you. We got an offensive line that's better than what you had in Tampa Bay. And what's it going to cost? We'll let you go back to the Bay Area. You get to play for the team you rooted for. We got it. And Brock Purdy, hey, Mr. Irrelevant, rest up, learn. And even Trey Lance, you guys can learn from Tom Brady. We can keep those guys on the roster. Got them under contract. They're cheap. I get that.
You're starting to make a lot of sense here. You better be careful.
Well, we did talk to a 49ers beat writer, works for the San Jose Mercury News, Cam Inman, yesterday. And he said when the Niners played the Buccaneers, they lined up as if it was an autograph show to greet, say hello, get something signed by Tom Brady after the game in a horrible performance by Brady and the Buccaneers. And then I brought up Aaron Rodgers, and he said, no, that wouldn't be the same. Almost dismissed Aaron Rodgers as a possibility in San Francisco. But Tom Brady, he'd have the respect of that team going in and all those weapons. Kyle Shanahan, how about that? Brady and Kyle Shanahan working together after Brady beat the Falcons with Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator. Yes, Pauline.
Okay, let's say that option were presented to Tom Brady or floated to Tom Brady. I want you to save your answer.
All right.
If Brady were floated the idea of Miami for a year, the Raiders for a year, the Niners for a year, the Niners...
I can't even tease this through the commercial break.
It does feel like he's playing another year and he's not playing in Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Niners.
Quite a bit more than the
Niners.
Yeah.
Money shouldn't be an issue. You go out there and you win another Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. Just say, hey, what do you think is going to be fair for me? I get to go, you know, back where I grew up. The Niners got a team that's right. Of all the teams, what team is ready to win more than San Francisco, who needs a quarterback right now? And you thought they had a quarterback this past weekend, but that's how quickly it changed. All right. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz. The SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, mbusa.com. You can go to danpatrick.com. You can still enter the contest to win the Sprinter van that Seton is driving cross country. Then it will be announced on the Friday of Super Bowl weekend. We'll give away that Sprinter van. Let's take a break. Chris Collinsworth a little bit later on, and we'll dive into what's going on with the Broncos. Who's going to be the coach there? Back after this. We're bringing our Traeger grill to Arizona. In fact, a couple of Traeger grills. We're bringing those out. You have the Traeger grill for the big game, the Wi-Fi technology, the Traeger app. You're able to set it, forget it. You can watch the temperature on your phone while you're watching the game. The Traeger grill is easy to use, versatile in what it can cook, and delivers great flavor. Every Traeger uses high-quality, all-natural hardwood pellets. That's the key. That's the difference. The flavor that you get, and, you know, it's a secret ingredient that what they have. They keep the food fresh. It keeps its moisture, doesn't dry out. A lot of times when you're cooking things, things will dry out. Next time you bring people together, grab some wings, a rack of ribs, barbecue brisket, toss it on the Traeger, launch the app, and let Traeger do all the rest. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show to start shopping. And remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping on everything. That's Traeger.com/DP Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. We'll hear from Seton O'Connor on the road coming up next hour. Oh, by the way, Luka Doncic scored 53 as the Mavs beat the Pistons. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Used to be when you got 50, we talked about it for a week or longer. Now it's, Greek Freak had 50 a couple of days. Yeah, Luka had 53, and Luka had a triple-double. He had 60. Now, we did talk about that a little bit more, and rightfully so, but just these, the commonplace for getting 40. I mean, getting 50. Luka has five career 50-point games, four of them already this season. Not even at...
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day.
Yeah, getting 50. It doesn't seem like that's as big a deal. And I know there's a lot of ways to look at this where you say, well, defense isn't as good. You have great defenders. You have great athleticism. You just have such high-end scores now in the usage rate. To be able to, what the Greek Freak and Luka and having the ball and what you do with the ball and you pick your poison, they're either going to beat you scoring or they're passing. And, Luka, we're going to give you 35 and 15 assists or you're going to get 50 and 6 assists. You almost have to pick your poison with these scores. And they're great scores. I'm not caught up in the caveman days where I go, back in the day, my guys were greater scorers. These are greater scorers, greater shooters. And you got more players who have the confidence and the green light to be able to shoot the three. I don't know if they're shooting as many free throws. They might be shooting less free throws than they ever did. But you do get more freedom. The NBA does want more offense. And I think you have all but two teams averaging at least 110 points per game. And, it used to be back in 1968, 69, 70, where you were getting these 130, 140 point totals each team. Then it went away. Now it's back. And just as common as somebody getting 50 is a team getting 145, 150 points in a game. Yeah, Paul.
Luka is 23 years old, and he's got five 50-point games. He's 23. Here's some guys who he's passed already. Hakeem Olajuwon has two. These are guys who scored 30 before in their career. Elvin Hayes, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade have three. Dwayne Wade was a great scorer. He's got three. Shaq, only three. He's passed Larry Bird. Larry Bird had four 50-point games in his career. Luka has five. He's passed Carmelo Anthony, Joel Embiid. This is wild.
But even Joel Embiid, your skilled big man, they're able to. You're not down on the blocks. These guys are shooting threes. And Joel Embiid is as skilled as any big man you'll find. And it felt like with James Harden with the usage rate. That he had the ball, he's going to make something happen, scoring or assist or both. And it became commonplace that he was going to get 35 and 15. But things have changed. The approach to offense has changed. Being able to spread the floor, there's more freedom. I can't put my hands on you. But make no mistake about it. These are unbelievable scores, shooters. And, you know, somebody like John Morant's not a great shooter. But when he does, oh, my God. It's like the Greek Freak. If he has that knockdown jumper, oh, my gosh. You know, then the NBA is in trouble. And Luka's able to do that. Luka's able to shoot and pass. But you do have guys who are known, you know, LeBron's known as a scorer, not a shooter. The all-time leading scorer is going to be a guy who is not a great shooter. He was a great scorer. And there's a difference in that. You know, Kareem, to me, was a great shooter. I mean, the sky hook. Steph Curry, great shooter. You know, go down the list of, you know, was Jordan a great shooter or great scorer? He was probably a combination of both. He had great form, but he could beat you inside, outside, low post, and shoot, you know, shoot the jumper if he needed to. Bird, you know, Wilt was not a great shooter. He was a scorer. Karl Malone, you know, 18-footer, he was nails, man. Pick and pop, pick and roll, he was great. But even if you go back to, like, the first great point guard scorer was, to me, Oscar Robertson. Because Oscar was an anomaly. He was 6'5", handled the ball, and he was going to get 30 points a game. Now, that's back in the 60s. And then went to Milwaukee with Lou Alcindor and played a true point guard. But that's the first, oh, my God, their point guard is so much bigger than our guy. And he is not only a passer, but he's a scorer. And then you had Magic. Like, Magic, to me, is underrated with what he meant to the game. To be 6'9", come in as a point guard, and be able to score down low, beat you off the break, great passer, and really improved his he had a set shot, didn't have a jump shot. But I think the next guy who came in was Anthony Hardaway, who was similar size with similar talents, and he was 6'7". So the game has changed. It used to be you had to have a point guard and a shooting guard, and you got to have your three and your four. That doesn't matter anymore. That's why the all-NBA team should not be center, two forwards, two guards, because that's not what the game is. What is Luka? He's just a basketball player.
The baller.
Michael. You know, Jordan was just a basketball player. He's not a shooting guard. Steph Curry is not a point guard. He's a shooting guard. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Luka is more of a point guard than Steph Curry is. Steph Curry is never. He may have led his team once or twice in assists.
Yeah.
But usually Draymond leads him in assists.
Yes.
Luka leads his team in assists. He's, I think, third in the league in assists. And just because he's taller and bigger, he doesn't get the point guard label.
Joel Embiid had 30-11. Philadelphia lost to the Magic. So Embiid is averaging 35 and almost 11 assists per game for the month of January. I mean, he's a center and skilled, too. I always thought the best footwork I ever saw in a big man was Hakeem Olajuwon, because I think playing soccer helped him. He had great footwork. And you find this with players, European players, great footwork, the ability to be able to handle and pass. And it's taught at an early age. They're not taught as, hey, you go down on the, you know, down low, get on the post. They learned how to, you know, handle the ball, pass the ball, being able to shoot. And you see that with, you know, the best players in the game. How many of them are not from the United States, didn't play college ball here? Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I watched the Sixers-Nuggets game, and to watch Joel Embiid be a threat from the three-point line and pump fake the three-pointer and go right to the hoop. I mean, he had Jokic on skates the entire game.
Yeah, that was one of those where you're going, all right, you got the Joker against Embiid, and Embiid said, you don't want my smoke here. Russell Westbrook passed Gary Payton, 10th place on the NBA's all-time assist list. Lakers lost to the Nets. So Westbrook has just over 8,900 career assists, and he'll surpass Isaiah Thomas for 9th place on the all-time assist list later on this season. All right. Andrew in Washington on the topic of Luka Doncic. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dan and Danette. Luka Doncic, he just, with his 50-point game last night, he joined some rare air. So there's only been a few players to have more than four 50-point games in a season before they were 24 years old since the 1970 merger. Those names are like Michael Jordan, and Kobe Bryant. So he's in rarefied air. Also, one other thing about him, this was surprising. So he's one of only six players to earn four All-Star selections before their 24th birthday. Some of those names, Shaq, Kobe, LeBron, AD, Luka, and this last one actually surprised me. That was Isaiah Thomas. And I think he kind of gets, you know, missed along that point guard realm too. But, Dan, I had a question for you. See if you have any tidbits of experience for me.
Okay.
I'm a shut-in listener this week. My wife had knee surgery yesterday. She had her ACL repaired. Okay. And just any tips for her as far as her recovery goes?
Well, I'm probably not the best patient because I was out and up way too soon. I did that. I think I was shooting hoops after a couple of weeks. And then, hence, I needed another knee surgery not long after that. I think I had microfracture surgery then after that. But I had ACL, MCL. I had quite a few of those. But take it easy. Take it as slow as you possibly can. But once you start your rehab, make sure you commit to that. You've got to be consistent with rehab. And that there's nothing worse, but nothing better than that day that you break through the scar tissue when you're doing different exercises and your heart wants to pop out of your chest. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm done with it. Now we move on. But rehab is a dark and lonely place when you're trying to come back from those injuries. All right, we got our play of the day coming up. Antonio in Wisconsin. Hi, Antonio.
Hello, first time. 58175. I have a pie to the face bet to for whoever wants to take it. I think next season in the NFL, Jordan Love will start for Green Bay, and he will have a better record than Aaron Rodgers wherever he ends up at the end of the season. And obviously, if Rodgers retires or stays in Green Bay, I lose the bet. But I believe that Rodgers is going to be, gone from Green Bay, and Jordan Love will end up with a better record or farther in, at the end of the season.
Okay. Does anybody want a piece of Antonio there? Yeah, Paul.
I like that. I like the bet. It's got to be games played, not just the team he's on, right? So Jordan Love, if he's on the team and they have a different...
How many times... So he's the starting quarterback for more wins than Aaron Rodgers.
Right. So record as a starter, Rodgers versus Love next year.
Yeah.
That's a fun bet. I'll take Rodgers.
All right. All right. So you got bet there, Antonio.
Ice bucket.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right. That's how it's done on the program here. Yes, Todd.
I like that bet.
Thank you.
Not enough to jump in on it, but I like the strategy there.
All right. Well said. Did you put down a poll question?
We do have a number of poll questions.
Oh.
We can start with most awkward QB situation in the NFL. 49ers, Ravens, Bucks, Dolphins, Bears, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks. Most awkward QB situation.
That doesn't mean bad.
No, just awkward, okay, uncomfortable awkward. For various reasons.
Okay.
Inconsistent, not sure where you're going.
All right. Yes, Marv.
If the Bears draft a quarterback, I'm going Bears.
Okay. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, the Bears is very awkward because if they pass on a top three quarterback, one of the top three, and that guy ends up being better than Justin Fields, it'll be legendary for that GM because they had him in their sights. I would say that underrated awkward is the Seahawks. Do you pay Geno Smith 3 years, $60 million, and draft a quarterback? Do you not pay Geno Smith and just draft a quarterback? You got this high pick that out of nowhere.
I just want to make sure whoever I'm picking, I'm not picking a quarterback. I'm picking our quarterback, the quarterback here. Because the quarterback with Seattle is going to be asked to do something different than the quarterback for the Texans or Carolina or some of these other places that need quarterbacks there, or you're drafting a quarterback. But getting your quarterback, not a quarterback. Yeah, Marv.
Actually, I have quarterback news, and I'm not going to give it away like I did with Chris Stapleton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right. So Josh Allen.
Okay.
Is this a quarterback news quiz?
It is, yes. So Josh Allen cannot play in the Pro Bowl, so he's taken out.
Who is taking his place?
Correct. AFC, obviously.
I was going to say, is it Lamar Jackson's backup? But it...
Ding.
Huntley?
Tyler Huntley?
Yes.
Okay.
You're joking.
Well, what kind of numbers did he put up?
He had two passing touchdowns this season.
Okay. All right.
I think all he did was win.
Did he make the Pro Bowl last year, too?
Oh, my gosh. Don't you have to play in a certain amount of games?
I don't know. I mean, this is why we go, they want to be named to the Pro Bowl. They don't want to go to the Pro Bowl.
I think I just found my new most random Pro Bowler.
I thought for some reason he made the Pro Bowl, or somebody told me he was going to make the Pro Bowl. But Josh Allen being out, did Tyler Huntley make the Pro Bowl last year?
Checking.
Okay. Because, you know, I mean, we place so much emphasis on that. When a guy's career is over, we'll say, you know, 8-time Pro Bowler. You know, Vince Young was a 2-time Pro Bowler. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't have Tyler Huntley making it last year, which is surprising because he threw 3 touchdowns and 4 picks.
Okay.
This year, he really stepped it up. He made the Pro Bowl. He went 2-2 with 2 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Is that the case where does John Harbaugh put him on the team as a gift? Is John Harbaugh in charge of the Pro Bowl team? I can't imagine how Tyler Huntley made it.
Well, I don't know who's picking it. I mean, it's the Mannings who are running the Pro Bowl.
Oh.
I don't know if Coach has anything to do with it.
Is he the adopted brother? What?
Yes, Todd.
Maybe he's only seen as a flag football Pro Bowler. There's a big difference there. Now we have to put an asterisk in. Oh. He's not a Pro Bowler, but a flag football Pro Bowler, we can get him in.
Yeah, because this takes away, you know, some of the items you put on your resume. Because the Pro Bowl is not what it once was. It's flag football.
In the 70s, you went to the Pro Bowl. You faced Randy White and Jack Lambert.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get slimed by the guy from Nickelodeon or something.
Slightly different.
Yeah. Mario Lopez or something is going to be there.
You're doing an egg toss.
Yeah. Maria Menounos is going to be playing defensive back.
Which isn't terrible.
She can cover me anytime.
All right.
Let's take a break here. Good job, though, on that, Marv. You didn't screw it up. You learned from the Chris Stapleton mistake. Fritzy, take note of what Marv did. He learned.
Really need to.
He learned. You are my Tyler Huntley, Marv.
I don't know how to take that.
I don't know how to take it. You know, a small sample size, but you're going to the Pro Bowl. You're solid and improving.
Pro bowler.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah. If you would have said an actual bowler, I would have believed it more than he's going to the Pro Bowl. He's a pro bowler. No kidding. Like Jerome Bettis. He was a great bowler, too. Let's take a break. Our play of the day is up next. More phone calls. Chris Collinsworth coming up next hour. Dan Patrick Show. Paulie's been with me before. Wherever I go, walking down the street, and you'll occasionally get somebody who yells out, hey, nice buns.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. And of course, I'm carrying a bag of King's Hawaiian buns. Oh, did you think it was something else?
I thought they may have been complimenting
you. Oh, no. Well, they are. The King's Hawaiian buns. I mean, I'm a party right there. I'm a party in a bag.
You're a bag full of buns.
Yes. Buffalo chicken slider. How about a Philly cheesesteak slider? How about every Sunday is Slider Sunday? Slider Sunday. The next great weekly meal tradition. Perfect day, perfect meal. You bring family and friends together. So many great combinations there. But it all starts with the King's Hawaiian buns. Nice buns, Dan.
You have the second best buns in the room. Sorry, I'm sorry. Apologies.
Wow. Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced buns, the perfectly sweet and salty new pretzel slider buns. Oh, Slider Sunday. Nice buns. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
What's the way to Pullock? Right corner, Dinwiddie. On the right of the lane, trying to draw the foul. And it banks on the rim twice, bounces away. Out to Dinwiddie. Now to Luka. At the foul line, shoots the turnaround over Bay. And that is good. Hit the rim twice and bounced through.
Luka hits the late game jumper, finished with 53. He now has 4 50-point games this season. The rest of the Mavericks franchise combined has 4. Dirk had 2. Jim Jackson and Jamal Mashburn had the other ones. That's courtesy of the Mavs Radio Network. That brings us our play of the day, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van. Unlocking your potential to do your own thing, be your own boss, live out your own dreams. Capable and versatile, Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van can help you drive your ambitions as far as you want to take them. Yes, Paulie.
I have a fun Luka Doncic, LeBron James stat for you.
Okay.
Luka's played 310 games in his career so far. So if you compare Luka and LeBron, both didn't go to college. In Luka's first 310 games, he has 8,500 points. LeBron had 8,300. Assists, Luka has 2,500 to LeBron's 2,000. So he is having a better start, both scoring a little bit and assists quite a bit than LeBron James.
Luka better than LeBron, question mark?
At the same point in their careers,
yeah,
the stats are better.
Yeah.
A tick better.
Okay.
Just, you talk about guys with pace for being an all-time scorer and all-time assist guy. You know, he got in early. He's 23.
I know. Players, you're not supposed to be doing this at these ages. But in all sports, if you look at it, used to be in tennis that you were younger and you could make an impact there. A couple of golfers, younger, making an impact. Baseball, you would have some phenoms there, usually pitchers who were younger. Quarterbacks didn't get a chance when they were younger. They had to wait. Usually you're waiting 1 or 2 years behind the starter. Basketball, you were going to college for 3 years or 4 years, and then you were getting in at 22, 23 years of age. And it's just different. Now you're coming in, you're going to have players coming in from high school again. Yeah, Marv.
I think with this team that Luka has right now, if he can make a deep run, say if he even makes the finals and they get swept, he can be 0-1 Iverson, 0-7 LeBron, where it's like, look what he did with this team, even though I don't think that's going to happen. But because right now he's just kind of like a regular season anomaly.
I got the over-under with wins this year. If I said who has the most wins over-under, the Clippers, Warriors, Kings, or Mavericks? DraftKings has which team with the highest over-under on wins with those teams? Yeah, Pauline?
I think because you said this question, it's your Kings.
It's not my King.
Whoa. You baited us.
It is my Kings.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Light the beam.
Light the beam. Two All-Stars this year, too.
Yes. Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox. Did you see Sabonis last night?
Thought he got ejected, right?
He walked to the locker. And then he said, I think he was getting a rest. But they had to bring him back out. He thought he got ejected there. So the Kings over-under is 45.5. The Warriors is 44.5. Clippers, 44.5. The Mavs are 43.5. That's according to DraftKings there.
Are you going to stop watching Kings games now that they're good?
We're going to get there. That might happen one day.
You're like a guy who likes a band before they get cool. Yeah. And as soon as they're cool, you bail.
I'm watching Orlando last night just because nobody else is going to watch Orlando. And then they ended up, getting the win. I remember watching the Cavs a couple of years ago, and I'm like, all right, nobody's watching. But, man, they can be good. Now they're good. Now I got to move on. Got to find another team. Yes, Marv.
You were really into the Grizzlies during the summer league run.
I was.
And now they're good.
Ugh, yeah.
Old news.
When they won the summer league, what was that, 2 years ago, I said, we got to print up T-shirts. We printed up Memphis Grizzlies summer league champs. Because I thought, these guys, they got something here. And then all of a sudden, then they got too cocky, and then I don't care about them anymore. Yeah, Paul.
You need a team that's safely bad and going to be there for a while. Like the Houston Rockets don't seem like they're improving very fast.
No.
They're 12-38.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to improve, I don't think.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. The Spurs, like, what happened to Greg Popovich? Yeah. And unless that, his grand plan is I'm a genius and we're going to get Wembanyama, but... No, we hold, Pop was right there as one of the greatest coaches in NBA history. What's happened? Yeah, Marv?
The Spurs are in a bad spot because they're bad and boring. They used to be boring and good, but now they're 0-2. At least the Kings and the Cavs and the Grizzlies. Look, it was almost like the early 2000s Clippers with Darius Miles and all those guys doing the headband thing. They were the most exciting 30-win team I'd ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. It was like a dunk contest every night.
If you're going to be bad, at least be relevant. But, oh, man, when the Spurs would go to the finals, I remember the media collectively would be like, oh, God. But they were so methodically great, but they weren't exciting to anybody. Be like, oh, how about a nice bank shot by Tim Duncan?
A left-handed runner by Manoli.
Yeah. then you'd have be like Tony Parker. The big interesting part was always dating Eva Longoria. that was about it. Okay. Yeah, can't wait to see the Spurs. But when you look back on what they did, they were great. It was just they weren't exciting.
You didn't like Gary Neal?
No.
Or young Patty Mills?
I like Patty Mills. I did.
They had the personality of a tire. I mean, ooh, they were awful.
Wow. The Spurs made the playoffs every year except for once, 89 to 2018. For 30 years, they missed one playoff game, one postseason. They missed the past four.
Yeah, what more?
Was that the season that they got Tim Duncan?
Yep, that's the back injury season. 96-97, one of the great injuries in sports history.
The back injury, quotation
David Robinson. Marks.
Yes.
Yeah, back injury. They go from 59 wins to 20 wins and get Tim Duncan, and then they win five finals in the next 15 years.
Yeah.
What a great injury.
People just would be like, oh, got to go to Santa River Walk. but you were watching Hall of Famers, and I enjoyed Duncan. He never gave you anything publicly, but privately, he was a very interesting, very funny guy. He just never shared that. you know, he was almost like a playing version of Belichick. People would be like, hey, Timmy is funny. Well, yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, Paulie.
I kind of forgot this, but Greg Popovich got his job with the Spurs because of the back injury to David Robinson. Brian Hill was the coach for 2 years. Yep. He won 62 games to 59 games. It wasn't his fault that David Robinson hurt his back and they dropped to 20 games. He got fired midseason. Popovich got the job. They got Tim Duncan, and he's still there 30 years later.
Yeah. I thought Becky Hammon was going to get that job. I thought that Pop would step down to make sure, and maybe she does. She's coaching in the WNBA, but I thought that'd be a Pop move where he'd go, you know, I'm going to step down, but I want her to get the job, be the first female head coach in NBA history. Todd, you want to update the poll results from hour one?
Most awkward QB situation, 50% say Niners, 16% Ravens, 14% Miami.
Chris Collinsworth will join us coming up next hour. Did we find out, was Tyler Huntley a Pro Bowler? Yeah, Marv.
He was not.
Okay.
It was Lamar Jackson.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I'm the other black Ravens quarterback.
You said that,
Marvin,
not me.
Said that, everyone. Marvin said that.
Yeah. So Tyler Huntley is going to be your Pro Bowl quarterback for the Ravens. Of course he is. Let's take a break. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We'll hear from Seton on the road, and Chris Collinsworth stops by as well. One more item. We close out hour one. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. They're available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring the official products from the NFL, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Also UFC. Collectors can share the cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and more. Panini's NFTs are the place to go. The NFL playoffs and the stretch run of the NBA season. Also, the Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.